Hello and welcome to the official Robcast podcast. I'm your host, Rob, and this is my podcast. All right, listeners, if you're listening, you're listening to the Robcast podcast. This is episode 19. This is the last episode in its teenage years. I guess if you want to look at it that way. The other way you could look at it is I did 17 episodes a few years ago. I'm not exactly sure on the math, but you can probably see when it was. The remaining two, perhaps we could call this the band's second album, right? So you have toiled for years and years making these songs, and finally you record them onto an album. It's a hit. You tour around for a few years, and then the record label's putting pressure on you to make a second album. Make a second album already. They need to hear new music. You say, well, we got a few new songs we can try out on the road. No, you gotta make a whole album. So you gotta take a break from touring, go back to Muscle Shoals or whatever studio that you want to go to, and you got to make that second album. And I believe was it Lynyrd Skynyrd that made fun of the making the second album, you know, because the whole thing is that you think you're in a different place, right? Oh, well, you're used to stardom. You're used to, no brown M&Ms in the dressing room and all this stuff that you put in your rider. You got all these groupies. You can have anything you want. You're living like a king or a queen. And then the second album comes around and you're like, well, I'm kind of comfortable and life is pretty good. So what am I going to sing about? Well, you may have enough for one great hit single and you go, okay, yeah, that's the ticket. Let's sing about this. This is really important in my life. And then the next song is just kind of filler. Now, I know what you're thinking. Rob, are you making the comparison to the fact that you haven't made your podcast in a few years, meaning that you're a rock star and you've been touring around the world and then you got soft and now you're going to come at us with a pretty crappy second album? Yes, I'm making that comparison, but not because it's true, but because it has the potential to be true. And let's be honest, in this moment, anything has the potential to be true, doesn't it? Because it hasn't happened yet. And if it hasn't happened yet, then it's irrefutable that it hasn't become a fact. So, a lot of sports players will attribute it to a second inning slump. You know, you put all your energy into one particular inning or one particular year, and you just want to conserve your energy. Well, why? Why would you want to conserve your energy? Are you afraid? Are you afraid that if you try as hard as you did, then you might become even more successful? I am. I'm afraid of success, I believe. And not in the way that people would normally think I would be. I don't know if I would be happier with success. As the late great, I don't know who coined this phrase, but mo money, mo problems. Am I right? So, you know, say you're a no-name band. You put out your second album. Maybe not as critically acclaimed as the first one. It's okay. You're still getting there. You're still, earning your stripes, as they say. Who says that? Tigers. The Detroit Tigers. When you're in your second year slump, they go, yeah, it's okay. He's still earning his stripes. No one knows him. I don't know why I made the assistant manager a Brooklynite. Yeah, I do. I felt it in my gut and I wanted to go with it. I wasn't even conscious of it until after I did it. Your Honor, I wasn't even conscious of it until after I did it. I'm sure that's acquitted many a murderer, right? Maybe, probably not. I don't know. I'm not sure enough about that. But I digress. I digress. I digress. Like that? I brought that back from last week. I wasn't even conscious of that until after I did it. I was going to change the settings on this thing so that instead of bars and meters and beats, it showed me how much time I've been yammering on for. But if anyone wants to know, this podcast is in C major. It's at 120 beats per minute, and we're on bar number 228 right now. It's a 4-4 measure, if you're interested in recreating it or transposing it. So when you are already famous and you have your second album, there's an expectation. Am I right? I'm just going to keep asking rhetorical questions. I read a study that if you ask a rhetorical question in a podcast to your listeners, that it makes them feel more connected to you. I didn't read that in a study. I just made that up. I read in a study that if you lie to your listeners and then admit that you just lied, it makes them feel more connected to you. I read in a study that if you make a joke about reading a study and then admitting it was a lie and then making a joke about it, that it actually endears you to your listeners and endears your listeners to you. I feel more endeared. Endearment goes both ways, as the old adage implies. So, the second album, huh? I guess I'm on the second song of the second album right now. I chose to do it in C major. You know, I think if I had to re-record this album, I would have done it in a minor key. I believe minor keys touch a different part of our hearts, a different part of our souls, don't they? I mean, you take any song that's in a major key and you transpose it into a minor key and it feels a little more personal, right? A little less. It feels less universal. My brain wanted to say controversial, but my other part of my brain that was doing the talking already wanted to say universal. Excuse me while I sip my drink. Now, if the listeners are curious what I'm drinking, it is it's a little something that that has become a tradition in my morning. It's the only thing I have until about 2 p.m. What I do is I grind some coffee, and lately I've been using counterculture coffee beans. I like the fast forward because it's a light roast, but I also got the 46, and it's a very rich and dark roast, and I love it. I didn't think that I would because I wasn't sure that I liked bold coffee, but I do. I love it. And then I measure out 4 scoops of that, boil some water, put it all in the French press, fill the French press to the line, stir it around, that's important. Let it sit for 5 minutes, that's also important, you got to be patient. And then I take out a little Kerrygold butter, a little Califia Farms almond milk, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that, and a little turbinado sugar. And I put all that into the tallest Nutribullet cup that I have. And then once the coffee's ready, I pour, I'd say about a third of the pot into the Nutribullet. And then I turn that bad boy on. Why is it a bad boy? I don't know. It just makes it sound more exciting, doesn't it? I turn that bad boy on. That Nutribullet. It's an ex-motorcycle gang member. Speaking of motorcycle gangs, I saw my buddy's rock concert, and it was being held at the headquarters, or I guess the cool term is to say the clubhouse for the Cretans motorcycle gang. Yeah, that's right, the infamous Cretans, the ones who the Ramones sang a song about. I believe, what was it called? The Cretan Hop. I can't quite remember the title of the song, but my friend's band, who always plays murder ballads, steered away for their encore finale and played the Cretan Hop in honor of the Cretans. Who were all there, you know. But I thought it was going to be this real sort of like adventure, like, ooh, I'm going into the secret lair of a motorcycle gang. And it was actually, you know, it was like nestled away in Burbank. And I'm sure like it was basically like podiatrists and accountants from Warner Brothers who dress in leather and, you know, ride their weekend bikes to the hangout and drink beer and sort of, you know, try to, you know, show off how tough they are, and then they go back to their boring lives. I'm sorry, that was pessimistic of me. I just find the whole notion funny, you know. People want this bad boy identity. James Dean. You know, Marlon Brando, Rebel Without a Cause, The Wild Ones, The Wild Bunch? No. Was that a Sam Peckinpah film? No. The only Sam Peckinpah film I can think right now is called Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia. And so this coffee, you know, because it's got butter in it, it actually carries me through the morning. And it's delicious. I just ummed twice. But I have a confession to make. I actually stopped recording. And you're witnessing a blip in the space-time continuum, because it feels like I've been here for the whole time, but I paused it because I heard some noises, and then I thought, you know, why don't I try to see if I can make this beats per minute thing go away and see if I can find a way to put the counter on. And I have. And if you're interested, we've been going for about 15 minutes and 40 seconds at this point. That's not counting the intro, because I do the intro separately. I already recorded the intro last year. No, 2 years ago. If this podcast gets big enough, I'll probably have to pay royalties to the Bag Raiders for using their song Snake Charmer, which is such a lovely song. But, I don't know. I think we can probably skate around in obscurity for a little longer. Although, I did look at the statistics, and we have 9 listens from Kenya. That's right, Kenya, Africa. So I want to thank my fellow Kenyan listeners, and I'd like to ask you a favor. Kenya, get your friends to listen to. I'm sorry. I probably made you turn it off. Unless you're a fan of terrible puns like I am. And sometimes your brain is quicker than the clever part of your brain. And you make a pun, but you don't even realize it. I call that pun intentional. And then you make some puns about, lofty thoughts. I call that puntification. And then you conclude the trifecta with the best pun that of the whole three, and that's punderful. Sorry. I think I'd like to apologize for talking. I wonder if that was in the key of C major. Probably not. It sounded like I was olming, as if I were in a meditation. And also, some people have described listening to this as a Zen meditation, maybe because my voice is so smooth and mellifluous. Mellifluous like Kerrygold butter. Grass-fed Irish Kerrygold butter. I'm not paid to say that, but I'm very much a fan of Kerrygold butter. I wonder if it tastes different in Ireland. I'm assuming that everyone's been to Ireland. I've been to Ireland. And the Guinness tastes different in Ireland. Although, the last time I had to swallow Guinness in Ireland was when I was 18. So maybe it's just the memory of Guinness tastes different. But I honestly feel like it's fresher in Ireland because it's such a small country and I can just wander around, but they've got their roots and they can, go right from the factory to any pub. They go, "Oh, it's Jimmy with that Guinness." Oh, sorry, that was a half-assed attempt of doing an Irish accent. Some of you know I can do a pretty good Sligo accent. They've met the character Jim from the Weir.
Ah, yeah. Ah, that's right. Saxon, was it? Well, now, I'll have a small one there, Brandon, thanks.
That's just a small sampling. Now I'm going to drink my coffee out of a pint glass. Go figure. The reason I can drink it out of a pint glass is because when I put it in the blender with the butter and the milk, it kind of cools it down a little bit to drinking speed. Temperature? Speed is not temperature. So, just sort of back to what we're talking about. The fact is, this can't really be compared to a sophomore album because the whole point of this is the beauty in its unpreparedness. It's the conscious stream of thought that is the ramblings of your host, me. I didn't want to speak in a third person because I thought that was pretentious. And now I feel it's post-tentious since I mentioned it already. I don't know if that word works that way. I never took Latin. But, you know, liken it to, I don't know, maybe a jazz quartet. And this is just a different concert, you know? It's just a different concert. It's a different day. And it's going to be different because the law of reality is that everything is different. Nothing is the same. Nothing is the same. See, even those two. I'm sure if I were to scientifically break apart those sound waves, even the repetition of that phrase wouldn't be the same. But I digress. One thing that's complete tangential, but I'd really like to talk about it, is turtles. You know, a lot of people think that turtles have that shell for protection, and they do. They do. But what if, and I think I may have read this or seen it in some sort of nature show recently, so maybe it's been on my mind. What if the shell is also there to protect them from their prey's detection, right? Turtles gotta eat, don't they? So they hide in their shell, so their prey just thinks that it's a shell, I guess. And then at the right moment, they pop out their squirmy little head and they open their mouth and they go, and they eat whatever it is they eat. You can tell I've done a lot of research on this. I don't even know what turtles eat. Well, if you ask me, they all eat pizza. Some of you will get that joke. Others will think that that was a stupid thing to say. Actually, I'm willing to guess that there's an overlap in that Venn diagram. Also, if you think about it, you know, we've got this notion of turtles, of being this, like, very slow and protective creature, and really they can be, you know, because they have a home. Turtles always have a home to go to. It's called their shell, you know? They carry it around with them, like a turtle hobo. That term was incorrect. But I was talking to my buddy just yesterday who is in New York at the moment. He used to live in New York and now he lives in Los Angeles, but he was in New York for work and, you know, he's got a few different things going on, but he's got sort of a week in between that he's got to figure out what he's going to do. And he doesn't have a home base. He doesn't have his turtle shell. So he's just kind of, you know, meandering around, and he feels like he doesn't have his stability as he would if he were operating out of his home base. And I think what an advantage the turtle has. You know, that's why the turtle can move so slowly. They know where home is. They're not rushing around doing the survival tasks that they need to do, like squirrels or, you know, deer or anything like that. They're just simply meandering, and they know that they can always go back to their home. And I think maybe, I just thought of this, I don't know if it's true, and if you believe in astrology, you may want to follow it. And maybe this has already been said and it's just new to me, but so the symbol for Cancer is a crab. Crabs have shells, right? They recede into their shells. And I know that, and also I can attest for fellow Cancers, such as my mother and my friend Richard, that I know other Cancers too, I'm just using two examples, that we really enjoy our home. You know, we really enjoy making a comfortable and safe space for ourselves. It really grounds us. Some people, they don't need that, you know. They like to be out in the elements. They like to be out there adventuring. But not us Cancers. We love to be that crab in the shell, moving sideways through life, getting passed around on wooden tables dipped into butter. No, that's not what we like. Unless it's Kerrygold butter. That's right, grass-fed Irish Kerrygold butter. Good for whatever you need it for. I'm not being paid by Kerrygold, but I might as well be. Their butter is so delicious. I'm still fascinated about these listeners in Kenya. You know, why don't you drop me a line? If you want, you can leave a message on the forum, on the Podomatic forum, and I'd love to, you know, to hear how you found out about this podcast. Are you expatriates? Are you just some, you know, in the U.S. State Department, and you just happen to be in Kenya? You know, my neighbor growing up was the ambassador to Kenya. I believe they lived in Nairobi. He lived there with this family. So maybe it's, I don't know. I don't think any of them still live there. But who knows? Maybe it's a very small degree of separation, and the person or people that are listening from Kenya are people that I already know. I've never been to Kenya. I used to have a t-shirt of the map outline of Kenya. It was like this sort of military olive green and had a sand-colored map, and like a palm tree like to represent Nairobi. And I thought, oh, wow. Kenya looks like an amazing place to go. I don't know what happened to that t-shirt. I probably grew out of it, as I did with most things in life, except for terrible puns. But, so very intrigued by that. And I hope to gain listeners all over the world. You're probably wondering how I know. Well, Podomatic has this stats page, and they've got this world map. You can see, you know, the United States and its outlying territories and how many people listen from there. It doesn't get any more specific than countries, but then this tiny little dot appeared in the middle of Africa. And I was like, oh, what is that? Oh, it's Kenya. And the last time I checked, it was only 4 listens. And now it's 9. So it's more than doubled the amount of listens from Kenya. And I don't know what constitutes a listen, if they have to listen to the whole thing. And if so, I apologize for having to put you through that. Although it's your choice to listen this far in. And if you have, I'd like to say to each and every one of you, thank you. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy lives to listen to the ramblings of a... Wow. I paused because I don't know how to describe myself. A self-description. I was going to sort of recap what we had talked about. I could say a sophomore album debuting, motorcycle gang witnessing, pun making, you know, homebody who operates from his stream of consciousness. Well, there you go. That's a pretty good description that recaps what we've talked about. I forgot about the part that I really love Kerrygold butter in my coffee. I'll have to mention that next time. I don't know if you guys knew that, but I really like to put Kerrygold butter in my coffee. And now I kind of feel like I'm wasting your time. You know, when you're talking to someone at a party and you can kind of tell, like, you're talking, but you don't want to be talking, and you know they don't want you to be talking. Well, that's how I feel right now. So I'm trying to make an escape plan. Oh, excuse me. I'm going to go get a drink. Do you want anything? Which is an empty question, because you know that they're going to say, no, I don't want anything, because they want to get out of there and not talk to you, and you want to get out of there and not talk to them, and you know you're not going to the bar. You're going over to meet other people, or maybe you're going to leave the party because you don't want to be at the party anyway. You want to be at home drinking Kerrygold coffee. And that's where we'll leave it. Thanks for listening. Well, that's all the time we have today at Robcast Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week to find the latest Robcast Podcast at officialrobcast.podomatic.com. And of course, you can follow us on Twitter at officialrobcast. Thanks so much for listening. Stay alive.